Hey, podcast from Softly. Treat this week, folks, another scary movie. It's been a while since I've done a scary movie. This one is called Paranormal Attraction. And my guest this morning is the writer, director, producer. He's also an actor, Alex T. Hang. Welcome to the program, Alex.
Thank you.
You might have seen some of Alex's films. Cold-Blooded, Beery.
Yeah.
Prey and Cold Blood.
Prey and Cold-Blooded.
Yep. And, of course, now, Paranormal Attraction.
Right.
So, Alex, always wanted to be a film director. Was that the goal, work in the movie business?
Yeah, I mean, ever since I saw Jaws at Raiders of the Lost Ark,
yep.
I always wanted to be a director. I love Steven Spielberg's work, I mean, along with other directors, but those two movies made me realize that I want to be a director at one point.
Cool. Yes, Jaws is still a very, 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 very perfect, very seminal, you know, there's so much about it that no matter how much you think about it, and they're remaking a lot of these movies today. I read last night that they want to remake Death Becomes Her. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They want to redo yes. that now, and I mean...
No, I wish they start making, you know, the remakes.
Yeah.
I wish... They leave the good movies alone, but do a remake on a movie that was a good idea, but the execution wasn't that great. And
right.
I think they should make a remake on those,
yeah.
not the movies that was good, and keep trying to find a new audience for it. I think you should leave those alone.
Exactly.
Like Jaws, you should leave it alone. You shouldn't touch it.
Totally.
You shouldn't redo it. Just leave it as it is.
But, I mean, you know, the more time goes on, you know they got to be thinking about it, right? Like doing another Jaws movie, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of sharks movie out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, there's more shark movies than you can poke a stick at. You'd be hard-pressed to throw a stone and not hit a shark movie these days. But there's something about Jaws that is all-encompassing, all complete. As much as the production was tumultuous, but then again, tumultuous productions have led to some of the great films in cinema
exactly.
history. Even Cleopatra, which was one of the all-time great fiascos, is still a great film. I mean,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, like, the stories behind the set are possibly what more people focus on, but the film itself, if you sit and watch
it's a great movie.
Yeah, if you sit and watch it in all its glory, you'd sort of wonder why there was so much trouble. But there is, because, let's face it, it's a lot of people coming together to try and bring to life a common vision. In your case with Paranormal Activity, now you've directed quite a bit. Was the production on this film very smooth? No troubles, no hiccups, no fiasco?
Well, there's always little hiccups here and there.
Right.
But overall, we had a great writers, Richard J. Aguirre,
yep.
and we had a great leading actors and actress, Brooklyn, Haley, Nicole, and Eden. They were so perfect. It just made my directing easy.
Right.
They knew the story. They knew the character. If we need to change things on the spot, they were adaptable. They were great. We were able to shoot this, pretty quick. Studio standard, we shot this in 8-9 days. I think it was 9 days with the one day pickup. And, it went smooth. Just love everybody in this production. Yeah.
That's awesome. Always good to hear. Yeah. I know there's always trials and tribulations and stuff that doesn't go completely right, but it seems like this production has been a well-oiled ship. You're a very experienced filmmaker, looking at your CV a little bit. Have you ever had any real-life paranormal experience?
Not really. Some dreams I woke up, normal kind of dreams. I wake up sweating and screaming. I've done that once or twice. Or woke up, and went to every room in the house and turned on the lights. But I myself have not experienced any paranormal activities or anything like that. Yeah, no.
No.
But I love the story idea, so that's why we did this one.
Right. Are you a believer in the paranormal?
Yes.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
So but you've never had any personally strange encounters that you can't you can't quantify.
No, I have not. Myself have not. But I, you know, my dad grew up in a rural area in South Korea.
Right.
But I heard a few things that he and his friends has actually encountered in a rural area in South Korea. But I myself have not.
Right.
And I don't think I want to.
Oh, you want to? Oh well. No, I thought, you know, like. You know how sometimes when you're embarking on a creative endeavor and you become immersed in your topic, that sometimes, you know, there have been cases where directors or actors have experienced something either on the set or during production that was quite intriguing.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, now that you mention it, yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
Now that you mention it that way.
All right.
We were in a movie called Lilith. This was about 2 years ago.
Right.
And we shot it in an old abandoned animal hospital / shelter.
Right.
So we were shooting in a room. I mean, there was about, I think there was a 6-7 crew member and actors, about 3 actors. There was 10 people in it. I know everybody was in there. And we hear this noise. I mean, people talking in the other room. And I was getting really upset because we were shooting, people were talking in the room. So I went in there and, you know, saw one guy and told him, hey, stop talking. I need you to stop talking. We're shooting in the other room. And he looked at me and really odd and told me he just walked in at that moment I was walking in.
Right.
So there was nobody in that room, but we were picking up people talking, noises. I mean, I did have a paranormal encounter. Everybody heard it. Everybody that on that set heard all this the loud conversation. They were getting upset. But when we went back to tell people to, you know, quiet down, there was just nobody in there. So that was weird.
Spooky, mate, spooky. These kinds of films have to be well balanced, and I think you've done a tremendous job of doing that with laughs. This is like the second film I've done in a row that it's very difficult to talk about without giving the game away, because I don't really want to spoil it for anyone, because there's a few interesting twists in this movie where it seems like it's going one way and not the other. I mean, it's not wholly predictable, which is nice in some of these, because you have to admit there's been quite a slew of these sort of paranormal films,
right,
with, you know, beautiful people locked in a house and there's a pesky poltergeist disturbing things. So,
right.
You know, so I found it personally, it was good that it wasn't predictable. Like, I felt like I was going down one path, and I thought, oh, no, hang on, it's not quite what I thought, and then it doesn't really end the way you might suspect either. So that was good. So that was this all obviously in the original idea that was pitched to you, or did it develop?
Well, I had this idea for over about 5-6 years.
Okay.
It's based on Incubus, and I don't know if you knew what Incubus is. It's basically a spirit or a ghost trying to have sexual encounter with real people.
Right.
I always thought that was really, really interesting.
Yes.
So I've been kind of developing it here and there, you know, kind of playing with it, you know, jotting it down certain ideals. But I discussed this with Richard Aguirre, which is a writer.
Yeah.
I sat down and I said, hey, I have this idea and I have the scenes. Do you want to write it? So he wrote a couple of drafts and it was going certain places, but it wasn't quite there. So we worked on it a little bit more. And what you see pretty much there is what he wrote.
Okay, right.
I had this idea, as I said, about 5-6 years, but when the writer sat down and started writing it, and it came to life on the paper, and then we were ready to shoot, basically.
And how do you fund your films? Are you one of these many crowdfunding people, or do you have producers and that you work with constantly?
I'm lucky enough that whatever that I've done before, we were always making money back.
Right.
So we used that money to make a new movie. As far as the crowdfunding, I shot five movies so far, five features, and two of them is in post, and they were all self-funded.
Right.
None of them was Indiegogo or the crowdfunding.
Right.
I might try it later on, but so far I haven't had a chance to try it or, you know, really done one of those.
Right. I mean, would you consider that for maybe something that was a bit more ambitious, or do you find it? Are you one of those filmmakers that find the more intimate the story, the more powerful?
I think it's more intimate, more small. I think it's more powerful.
Mm.
As far as the crowdfunding goes, there's one project I really want to do in the future, but because of the setting and location, that might be a little bit more expensive, and I might go. Go crowdfunding on those, but it really all depends on the movie, or what I want to do, and the location, and the set, and what the story is about.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens in the future. I can't say if I'll never do it, but we'll see what happens.
Right. I mean, it's another good avenue open to directors now. You know that. I mean, there's a couple of producers that I'm aware of in Las Vegas, the Mahal brothers. I don't know if you've heard of those guys.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and they have a very, it seems like a very tight ship in operation when it comes to these, because they've crowdfunded a lot of their. I think they're all nearly all of their films.
I think they did all of them, Michael and Sonny. Yeah, I don't know them personally, but I do know them. I met them a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know what they do.
Yeah.
And they're very successful at crowdfunding. And good for them, I think. Yeah. They're shooting one right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I suppose, Alex, it comes down to just like it would if you were approaching a studio for financing, how attractive the package is, right?
Right, right. Exactly.
You know, you've got this concept, you've got a poster, you've got, you know, Bob and Cheryl actor attached, and how attractive that looks is really, let's face it, that's how films get made. They, you know, they slap a couple of big faces on the poster and say, everyone will go and see this.
Right. On this one, Paranormal Attraction, I mean, we've got great actors and actresses.
Yes.
But they're not household names
right.
at this time.
No.
I'm very sure these people will be soon. Very
oh,
sure.
Cool.
They're going to be household names. But they did such a good audition, and they did such a good job. I don't know. I mean, they were made for this role. They were perfect. And if I hired or I had somebody else in a role, I can't see it right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But you seem to have made a lot of horror thriller type movies. That's definitely your genre, is it? Or do you have other genres that you wish to explore in the future?
Well, I've done like five, six movies, I have to count it, but my first movie was action thriller.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at action movies,
right.
So that was my first movie. Second one was Lilith, and that's horror anthology.
Right.
Then I did a rom-com with a bit of horror and like action. That's on post, coming out hopefully sometime spring next year.
Right.
And I did Paranormal Attraction, which is an actual horror movie.
Right.
And another movie that's in post is a drama thriller. So I like action movies, but I actually also like scaring audience. I like to not play's not a word, but I like to see audience reaction. If I make horror movies, I want them to be scared. If I make action movies, I want it to be excited about the action sequences. So it all depends on the script.
Right.
I like to make all kinds of genre movies, but it all depends on the what kind of script that I get.
Right.
If I like the script and it's, let's say, drama or rom-com, I'll do that one.
Right.
But
right.
if I have a really good, strong horror movie script, I'll do that one. So it really depends on the script.
Right. So you're more attracted to story than genre. If it's a good story, no matter what the genre, you're on board. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
I mean, I haven't seen. I mean, you probably did too. But you know, you see a really high end actors with a $200-300 million budget or $100 million budget, and you walk out going, "Wow, that was not that good."
Right. Yeah.
So you know, because the script might not be good or they had an issue with the production, but I believe the story and the script has to be strong, and also that you have to have a good cast and crew to make it really work.
Yeah. I mean, you probably follow that old philosophy where if you cast it right, that's most of your job done as far as a director.
Right, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think writing stage is one thing, but casting, I mean, we took really a lot of time casting right people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 90% of directing is casting. I mean, with these people, we just give them, you know, certain motivation, or because they read the script, they know the motivation, they know the scene. So I don't really have to say anything. They knew it. All I have to do is, you know, hey, punch up this word, you know, do it this way, let's block that way. Most of the time, that's what I was doing. But as far as the actors and their acting, I like to give them freedom
right.
as much as possible.
Sure.
If they go to different direction than I want to, then I'll pull back. But other than that, on this one, I just left them alone. They were awesome.
Awesome.
They were just awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, Paranormal Attraction is a very, very fun, surprising, tense, scary, delightful, really. I was very surprised, and I very much enjoyed it. I hope it does very well wherever you manage to get it out. It's a great film. For our audience listening, how would you, in a few words, you know, the classic pitch it to me, the elevator pitch, how would you pitch for our audience to go and see Paranormal Attraction?
Paranormal Attraction. It's coming soon on VOD. So probably within about 2-3 months, we were trying to release it on VOD before December 2020. So look out for it on Amazon, Hulu, hopefully, and any other VOD platform. And we will have a Blu-ray or DVD coming up soon too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Ken said, it's very scary movie with a lot of twists. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you like Paranormal, Ghost, Incubus, you would really enjoy this movie.
Awesome.
And the beautiful actors and actresses.
Yep, tremendous. We're looking forward to talking with those after you, actually. We're going to be talking to Brooklyn. We're going to be talking to some of the other wonderful leading ladies of this film. Alex, it's been great to have you on Podcasting Softly. One more question, though, before we let you go.
Yes, sir.
If you were lying in bed, you're lying in bed at night, and you're on the edge of sleep, and all of a sudden you hear a voice in the room that tells you to get out of the house, what do you do?
I'll get out.
Smart man.
I am not going to stay. I'll get out.
isn't it funny that the audience is always like, you know, why do they stay? Why do they stay in the house? Like, what?
Right.
The first night, I would have been gone if a voice had said, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if a voice had said,
oh, yeah,
I want to be with you forever, I love you, I'd be like, that's a man. First of all, I'd go, well, that's a man's voice. yeah.
I don't care if it's a man's voice, woman's voice,
yeah,
or a child, I'm getting out.
Yeah.
I'll wake up my wife and say, pack the bag, we're getting out.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, again, it'd be a pretty short film if she heard the voice on the first night and then just left, eh? So I'm not sleeping in that house. period.
Exactly.
But luckily she did stay, because if she hadn't stayed, we wouldn't have the wonderful story that I always want to... I've been struggling all morning. I always want to say Fatal Attraction, but it's not. It's Paranormal Attraction.
Right.
In a lot of ways, you know, I tell you what, in a lot of ways, you better be careful, because, you know, this is one of those concepts I can see Hollywood ripping off and doing like a big budget version of this kind of movie. And I know in a lot of cases there are similar films, but I could see them doing something stupid like Fatal Attraction 2, where the ghost of... Glenn Close comes back and haunts Michael Douglas, you know, or something like that. But
well, I hope not.
Let's hope, yeah. Let's fingers crossed they don't do that. And also fingers crossed, Alex, for Paranormal Attraction. It's coming out. It's going to be out on VOD, DVD, Blu-ray. Look for it everywhere. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Alex T. Hang, give him a John T. chance.
Huang.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, have I been saying it wrong?
That's Huang. Okay. No. Yeah, well, a little bit. Everybody says it differently. It's Alex T. Huang.
Huang.
H-W-A-N-G.
Okay, yes. So the H is silent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Alex T. Huang. Sorry about that. I don't know if I'll be able to go through and re-edit myself. I'll have to do lots of little snippets of Huang and put them back in. But sorry about that, Alex. But anyway, mate, look, you have a very good day, and thank you for being on Podcasting the Masofa.
Well, Ken, thank you for having me. It's great to hear from you. And once again, I'm really glad you like Paranormal Attraction.
I do,
and,
very much.
And I'll let you know as soon as it comes out on VOD and DVD and Blu-ray.
Awesome. Can't wait for that, mate. The audience can't wait for it either. But in the meantime, have a good day, and I hope the situation where you are improves as much as it can.
I hope so. Thank you. You too.
All right, mate. Cheerio.